Hey everybody, this is The Place for Answers. I'm Dr. David Clark, and big surprise, Big Pharma had been using ghost writers to write scientific research papers. This came out probably a week or so ago, and it's kind of a, another controversy, and it just goes to show why I hate the fact that drug companies are able to advertise directly to consumers. I don't know if you know this, but we're really the only one of two countries in the world that allow this practice. Every other country in the world says, not so much. I don't think that's a good idea because the person watching TV is not a doctor. They're not trained. So when they walk in and say, well, I want this medication I saw, they're playing doctor. The advertisement is playing doctor. And we're one of the two countries in the world that allow that to happen, and that just boggles my mind. But here's another reason why we shouldn't be doing that. Ghostwriters mean they hired somebody, not a researcher. They hired somebody who's a writer to write these research papers and to write these results. And it was what was the topic? On hormone replacement therapy, which, my God, I could talk about that forever. Hormone replacement as a model for healthcare is about 50 years old, and it doesn't work. I do not use a replacement model. I use what's called functional endocrinology, which means we're going to look at your function because there's a whole lot of reasons why you can have the symptoms of an estrogen deficiency or a progesterone problem. And just simply giving you a hormone or a bioidentical hormone completely glosses over and misses the point. Just take progesterone creams, which is one of the worst things you could ever do to yourself. And I know you'll say, oh, well, they work. They work, but at the expense of the rest of your body. When you use a progesterone cream, it loads up into your fat cells, and it's going to stay there. And what happens is the receptors, little antenna that are looking for progesterone, they get overloaded and they shut down, which is why 99% of the people that take progesterone creams and use them, they have to up their dosage and up their dosage and up their dosage for it to have the same effect. I hate it when I see that on someone's history when they come in. Someone's suffering with menstrual irregularities or menopause problems or perimenopause, and I find out they've been on progesterone creams. That's a really tough case. We can still help them, but it's a very tough case. I guess one of the reasons they probably used these ghostwriters, in fact, to write these papers was the fact that the replacement model sucks. It's not a good model for healthcare. So what do we do? Let's publish a lot of papers that make everything sound good, and we'll get doctors to prescribe this stuff, and we'll get people, patients who are uneducated, who aren't doctors, we'll just speak to them about symptoms and show them pictures of people on the beach after they've used these things, and then everything will be great. We'll make $1 trillion. I'm pretty much sick of that whole model. And I have to tell you that if you're suffering with menstrual problems, perimenopause, hot flash problems, infertility, PCOS, please do not use progesterone creams and don't do hormone replacement. Take a functional approach. I don't know if you know this or not, but if for example, you have PCOS or you're infertile, you're having trouble maintaining a pregnancy, you can do a 30-day hormone cycle map. Well, we can look and back things up and dissect that out and find out where the problem is. And a lack of estrogen or a lack of progesterone is often the very last thing that it is. Most of the time, it's a problem with blood sugar, a problem with insulin, could even be autoimmune for that fact. And you'll never know if you don't look for it. And I should probably not go into this other stuff, so I guess I'm not going to do it today. I just want you to think about this. If this is what's happened with hormone replacement therapy, I've had all these basically fake studies. What else do you think has been using fake studies? Thyroid medication? Arthritis medication? Cholesterol medication? Because I got news for you. If it's happened in one area, it's happening in others and has happened. I just hope that you and I are smart enough to avoid those things and take a real functional approach, get to the root of what the cause is, and get help for you. So, that's all I have to say for today. This is The Place for Answers. This is Dr. David Clark. We'll talk to you soon.